What would Lars say? I respectfully disagree. Okay, I think possibly why the footnote is missing, that might be the secretariat mistake, not having detected, because it was the secretariat responsibility to add all of these footnotes. I would tend to see the argument that Sven brought up, that there are so many more of these responsibilities, because in the first sentence, we also have that CTUs are free from pest contamination. And in that sense, we should possibly also have the footnote saying that only applies to sea contain sorry, to containers in international transport. So that footnote possibly should also be there. Now, that brings me, and I'm opening a bracket, that this footnote maybe is mentioned too often, and having mentioned it right at the beginning once should have been enough, because maybe then we are confusing, and when we forget to put a footnote, pretty much maybe then the reader is confused. Now, that point number one. Point number two, coming back to Sven's point, and it's not really that I want to defend my proposal, but the other aspects, is it really so that we put more responsibility on the packer? Because in any case, it's the packer responsibility to finally, after he or she packed the container, to put a seal on it. So pretty much it's the packer who makes sure that after he or she packed it, there was nobody had access to the container for introducing their whatever additional items, or not only items, could be. So in that sense, if we are we really introducing any extra responsibilities by just adding "and handling" after the word "movement" in the first sentence, and in that sense, we don't need to be dealing with the second sentence. So, I could see where you were going, Sven, but seeing also what normally the responsibilities are, I really wonder whether, you know, that changes anything. And so maybe, you know, a coffee could help to get to a conclusion on this item. Thank you.